Hi everybody, Ruby Ryder here. So I am today going to be introducing you to Ruby's Short Takes. What does that mean? That means I'm going to be putting out short audio clips answering one, two, maybe even three questions. And the only way that they'll be identified in terms of you being able to go back and listen to it again would be the date that it's posted on. I'm not going to number them like I did my podcasts. But this way, I'll be throwing stuff out a little bit more often, answering questions, and there you go. So let's jump right in, because why not? Hello, Ruby. My husband and I are still very new to this. We've made love this way at least a handful of times now. I love the vulnerability that he shows, and I absolutely love the power that I feel. But where I struggle is the initial insertion, because what I'm working with is silicone. But I can't feel it like he can feel it, so I always feel like I'm doing it wrong or I'm hurting him, and then I lose confidence quick. Not saying I don't gain it back during the wonderful time, but it's just keeping it inside and that initial trying to get in there I really struggle with. Do you have any advice or helpful exercises or tools or something that would help me in this process? I would love to be able to give him more, but sometimes I chicken out, and the biggest thing is just the initial insertion. I think your show is amazing. You definitely talk to your audience like they're just friends, and I really enjoyed that. Thank you for your time. And this is from Jessica. So Jessica, here's the deal. First of all, thank you for your lovely, kind remarks. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast and the shows. And then the first thing as far as your question would be foreplay. So let's talk about foreplay a little bit. If you're just kind of putting the strap on and trying to put it in, yeah, I can see why you would have some fears of hurting him. But if you're doing foreplay, then there should be no fear of that. On the other hand, a few tips in that regard. So when you're opening up an ass for pegging, okay, when is it the right time in terms of are they prepared for the dildo that you are going to do the pegging with? Here's how I like to do that. The diameter of the fingers that you put inside your partner should be equal to the diameter of the toy. Now, I'm assuming you're doing digital foreplay, and that may or may not be the case because you may have really long fingernails. In that case, what I would suggest is doing a succession of bigger toys. Start off with a very thin one and go a little bit bigger. So that's one of the things that you can do is, well, for example, when I am getting ready to peg somebody, usually the first dildo that I'm using is about the diameter of two of my fingers. So if you are indeed using your fingers, once you've got those two fingers in there, then he's ready to go. But keep listening, because that doesn't mean you can just go from the foreplay and the two fingers to just like shoving the toy in there. You always want to approach the ass with respect. And what I mean by that is that even just a little bit of anxiety on the part of your partner can make that sphincter kind of get a little bit tight again. So even if you just had two fingers in there, you're still going to approach slowly and gently. And that's what I mean by having respect for the ass, right? You're going to push in a little bit and go by his clues. So the second point I want to make here as well, communication. Trust him to tell you if it hurts. Trust him to keep in contact with you and communication with you regarding how it's feeling. And that needs to be a thing that has been established and that you can trust that he will let you know, as opposed to, oh, I can take it. It doesn't hurt that much. No, it shouldn't hurt. So there's the communication aspect as well. But approach slowly and wait for that sphincter to open up again and then push it in. Many times this is helped by supporting the toy with your hand as opposed to just putting against the ass and pushing, you know, with no hands. That can be really difficult, especially depending on the toy you have and whether it is kind of a little bit more flexible floppy toy as opposed to a very firm and hard one. So those aspects all need to be considered. But indeed, there are so many ways to approach this, because if you have a negotiated, consensual, dominant, submissive dynamic and you're the dominant one, you can tell him to prepare himself and be ready to take that toy. You can sit in a chair and watch him prepare himself and get ready for you and use successively larger toys or open himself up. So see, there's so many different ways to look at this. And one more tip I'm going to throw out there, and this is credited to Dr. Carlton. Dr. Carlton is on Instagram and also on TikTok, I believe, and he put forth something that is called the butt clock technique. And this is to open someone up before you fuck them, basically, okay? Asses in particular. And what you do is you put either the small toy, again, if you've got the long fingernails, or one finger in, and then you press laterally in the four directions of the clock. So like 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 12 o'clock, and hold that position, pushing against it laterally, like sideways, and then down, and then to the left, and then up, for about 30 seconds each place. Now, it's not sexy, and it feels, 30 seconds feels like a really long period of time, but that lateral pressure, this guy's a doctor, he's definitely, you know, he knows what the hell he's doing. He's a gay gastroenterologist, and he says that that lateral pressure against that sphincter is particularly effective in letting it loosen up and opening up your partner. So the butt clock technique, absolutely. I will put that in the show notes when I post this first short take, right, before the end of 2024. So hopefully that helps. And for anybody listening, there's a few hints and tips and tricks in there as well. Okay, I know I said one more thing, but you know what? I have two more things even now to share with you about this, because as soon as I started wrapping this all up, I thought, oh, wait, what about this? What about that? So two more things. One is that he can facilitate you doing that initial insertion by kind of pushing down and out. What do I mean by that? I mean that the usual muscle movement that you make to push out a bowel movement is your body opening up that external sphincter so something can go out, right? So he's all cleaned out and everything, I'm assuming. And if he does that same muscle movement, it can facilitate an easier initial penetration. It can work really, really well for that. And the last thing I want to say is, if you want to have some fun with this, I mean, in my opinion, that initial insertion is just such a beautiful moment, because it can encompass and sort of symbolize and be experienced as so many different things, sort of like this beautiful moment of surrender, if you will, that includes all of this vulnerability. So one of the things you can do is have some verbal stuff with that, you know? You can say, okay, honey, just open that up for me. You know you can do it. Stuff like this, right? And there's a lot of different things you can say depending on the dynamic between you two, how you usually talk about sex during sex, and stuff like that. But that's one more aspect I wanted to mention, because that might help you to just relax with all of this, as opposed to being a little bit insecure that maybe you're hurting him, maybe you're not doing it right. Certainly, confidence comes with experience, but those are all the things that can help you get there. I'm so glad you guys are having a good time, and I loved your words about vulnerability. So yeah, keep on having fun. Before I sign off here, I'm going to mention to everybody that I'm going to be having a sale from December 15th until the end of the year. And that sale is going to be all three recorded webinars for the low, low price of $75. So I plan in the future to continue having live webinars, one of each kind, once per month. Okay. Those are always going to be free. But the recorded webinars allow you to view them on demand at your leisure. You will have access to them in perpetuity. And one of the things I want to mention about that is, you know, if you are single, or you're not single, but you're polyamorous, but, you know, the point being you have more than one partner, or you're going to anticipate meeting more partners in the future, and pegging is something you definitely want to do, whether you're a giver or a receiver, it's kind of cool to invest in this. And then what you have is you have that as the educational, you're already prepared, basically, your new partner, and you go, hey, so cool, watch this thing, because this is a kink I really like. And if you don't know anything about it, then here you go. Let's watch this together. Or they can watch it themselves. It's totally fine. You can watch it yourself as many times as you want. You can watch it with anybody else you want to. The only thing you cannot do with those recorded videos is to charge people for watching them. Okay, please don't do that. I make little enough as it is as a sex educator. So at the end of this year, I just want to wish you all happy holidays. And I'm going to leave it there. There's so many other things I could comment on, but all of you out there who have been my listeners and have encouraged me to continue doing these podcasts, these recordings, I really appreciate that. I'm doing okay. Life is pretty good. And I hope you all enjoy this. Everybody's going to be all excited to see, oh my God, Ruby Ryder released something. But thank you for being listeners, okay? Happy pegging and no shame.